Are you good? Hello and welcome back to Daring Greatly podcast. My name is Tsepo Manje. As you may well know, the world is currently experiencing something that we have never experienced before in our lifetime, a pandemic. The coronavirus has affected us all, directly and indirectly. Maybe through your business, through your work, through your academics, through your relationships. We have certainly all felt the effect of this widespread pandemic. And in my own reflection and my own time, I was trying to think about how I feel about it and how do I relate to the world right now and what I understand, I guess. And it was during a journal entry that I decided to just really think about it intentionally. And I'd like to use this platform to share my thoughts. The journal entry is from 15 April 2020. And as of releasing this episode, there are currently over 2 million cases in the world, over 134,000 deaths, and I think more importantly, 515,000 recoveries. And in South Africa, there have been 2,506 cases confirmed, 34 deaths, and again, more importantly, 410 recoveries. The journal entry is from 15 April 2020 and it's titled, "No Disaster Should Go to Waste." Winston Churchill once said, "No disaster should go to waste." It is often difficult within the eye of the storm to see any benefit, growth, or lesson that will come out of it. However, just because we cannot see it doesn't mean it is not there. The presence of a lesson at this point is a matter of fact. Know that this too shall pass. The grey clouds will pass. The sun will rise again. That is a constant we know. The choice we need to make is, who are we going to be in the middle of all this? Who do we choose to be? This takes courage, tremendous courage. And it is at this time that it becomes easy to choose fear. It is somewhat comforting and familiar, because we have survived off of fear. However, it is unsustainable. The place to start is to choose love and connection, consciously and intentionally. In the eye of the storm, love and connection can be difficult to reach, but we have to reach for it. This is the time to do so. Globally, we need to choose love and connection. We exist in a universe that is built on love and connection, mutual support and interdependence. For us to stay within it, we need to follow these rules. For too long, the human ego has grown to believe its existence is above nature. We have used our minds to blow up our own egos and caused so much division amongst each other and division with nature. We have created systems that we have known to be harmful to each other and to nature. We have all played a part in this. We've made our mistakes. We've had our wars. We've polluted the earth. Now we ought to reflect. No disaster should go to waste. We have seen that these systems, the social constructions we've created, do not serve us all. This pandemic has highlighted this. Because these systems were created from the human ego, intended to separate us. The economy, healthcare systems, education, general welfare, all of it. We are presented with an opportunity here. An opportunity to learn and to reflect. No disaster should go to waste. What we know for sure is that this too shall pass. But the question is this: who will we be as a humanity on the other side? Who will you be as an individual, as a daughter, as a son, as a friend, as a father? Which kind of blocks are you using to rebuild? You see, love and connection is what the universe is built on. Everything we have ever known to be beautiful has always made us feel connected, feel seen and valued for who we truly are. In moving forward, we will need to rebuild our systems. Let's do that with a better understanding of ourselves within this universe. Let's do that with a higher level of consciousness. Because as it is said, the consciousness that gives rise to the problem cannot be the consciousness that gives rise to the solution. Those who came before us were concerned about having and enriching themselves, living from their ego, We need to rebuild from a place of understanding that there is enough for all of us. There is. We wouldn't be here if there wasn't. We just need to find it and share it. From this consciousness, we can create different systems, different economic systems that benefit all of us. We can ensure a good quality of healthcare by creating healthcare systems for all of us. We can create education systems that educate future generations and not just the select few. No disaster should go to waste. We have seen that in the eye of the storm, the only thing that can pull us out is love and connection. Let us struggle with this knowledge. Let us experience challenges with this knowledge, but also let us heal with this knowledge. Let us create with this knowledge. It begins with you and me. We need to intentionally and consciously create these environments all around us. This too will pass. A quote by Charles Darwin comes to mind, and I'd like to share it as my conclusion. If the pain and suffering of our poor is caused not by nature, but by our own institutions, great is our sin. Let this disaster not go to waste. End of entry. Thank you very much for listening. I love you. Goodbye.